You're listening to the Doing English Podcast, the no-nonsense English learning show for professionals and experts, helping you forget English isn't your first language. Now, over to Julian.
Hi, this is Julian from doingenglish.com, and welcome to episode 5 of the Doing English Podcast. What have I got for you today in this exciting installment of the Doing English Podcast? Today, I've got an English learning lesson from the one and only, the great William Shakespeare. I'll tell you what I mean by that in a moment. But first of all, let me tell you a story. My parents were the kind of people who like to move quite a lot. However, I went to the same secondary school all the time that I was a secondary school student. And at that time, we lived in countryside in Devon, in the middle of nowhere, with just trees and fields and the occasional sheep for company. That school was a very small school in a small town. And of course, all of the students were from the surrounding countryside. Most students, like me, didn't live that close to the school. And every morning, a small school bus would drive around the winding countryside lanes, collecting the students. I say a small school bus because these roads were barely roads, and you couldn't fit a big bus down these roads. Even with our small school bus that we had, the hedges on either side of the road, that is the bushes and the trees, would brush up against both sides of the window. If a car came up the other way, somebody had to reverse. That's the kind of place where I grew up, in the middle of nowhere. Most of that area was farmland. And naturally then, most of the people who went to my school were farmers' kids. The boys expected to finish school and carry on working on their father's farm. Eventually, they would take over the farm and become farm owners themselves. The girls, well, they expected to marry the farmer's kids. Simple as that. It was then a school with very low levels of motivation among the students, but also among the teachers. The teachers weren't there because they were amazing teachers, because they were the best teachers, because they were the most motivated teachers. They were there because that's where they happened to be. And they knew that the students weren't motivated. They didn't want to learn the subjects they were teaching. And so the teachers themselves either didn't care in the beginning or eventually simply stopped caring. And in that environment, I too stopped caring. I remember school as being a drab place full of drab people. I never understood the point in school, the reason for learning what we learned. I was interested in science and I liked art. But otherwise, I didn't try hard at school. We took French for foreign languages, but I spent most of my time reading novels, science fiction novels, inside my textbook. The reason I tell you this story is because I believe the modern school system is failing us. Of course, I only know the UK and Japan, and my memory of the UK, the schools in the UK, is from a long time ago. But I believe that schools are failing to teach us something that is very important. And I'll get to that a little bit later. Because first of all, I want to talk about William Shakespeare. William Shakespeare was a very clever guy. He was a very successful person, and by all accounts, a great entrepreneur, fantastic businessman. If you've ever read any of his biographies, you'll know what a fascinating life he led. Of course, these biographies are all written after the fact, from historical data, and there are a lot of unknowns about his life, a lot of controversies about his life. Some people believe that he didn't write his own plays, or at least not all of them. Most people may be right, but it doesn't matter, because the fact still stands that William Shakespeare was a master at his craft. Now, if you're interested in Shakespeare and his life, I highly recommend anything by David Crystal and his son, Ben Crystal, both people who have done excellent work in the field of English language in the UK. But Shakespeare wrote something in one of his plays that I think has a very important lesson for us all. This quote comes from Henry VI, Act 4, Scene 7. And Shakespeare wrote, "Ignorance is the curse of God. Knowledge is the wing wherewith we fly to heaven." What did Shakespeare mean by this? What was the point that he was trying to make? By this, Shakespeare was saying that the key to achieving your dreams, to unlocking the future that you want, the key to everything is in constant self-education, the pursual of knowledge, of taking your own learning into your own hands and teaching yourself more and more and more and more. Knowledge is, after all, power. Ignorance, on the other hand, is dangerous. Some say that ignorance is bliss, and sometimes it may be. But ignorance is dangerous. The ignorant won't go far in life. But those who constantly strive to educate themselves and to learn, they are the ones who will fly. Too many people, in my experience, far too many people, finish school and then say to themselves, "Yes, I finished. That's it. I'm done. I've finished learning. I've finished studying. I finished my final exams. That's it. Now I can stop learning. Now I can stop this studying and I can enjoy my life." This is especially true in my experience in countries like Japan, Asian countries, Japan, Korea, China, although I have no personal experience of Korea and China. Countries where entrance examinations are the gateway to everything, where people spend hours upon hours, unthinkable amounts of time cramming and memorizing facts and figures, uninteresting stuff that is not necessarily relevant to their lives. It is wrong to think that once you have finished school, that you have finished learning. Because the best time for learning, the most important time for learning, is not at school. It is not when we are children. The most important time for us to be learning new things and new skills is when we are adults, when we have gone out into the world, and suddenly we need those skills. We need that knowledge. We need to be able to do new things in order to survive. Try and remember the first time you worked, the first job you had. Remember how it felt to be new in that situation, to not know anything. That is the time to be learning. But not only that, as someone who has probably spent a lot of time perfecting their profession, their area of expertise, the chances are you are still someone who is learning. You are still someone who can improve more. You are still someone who can benefit from self-education. So don't think to yourself, "My time of study is over," because it's never over. Not if you want to get ahead. Not if you want to be the best. Not if you want to live a fulfilling, exciting life. I think this is why I like e-learning so much. As I said already, I didn't like school much. I found it dull, boring, unmotivating. And I didn't like university much either. I studied art at university. Most of it was practical work, and that I liked. But I hated going to lectures. I hated the academic side of study. I hated to write papers, to write reports. I never worked well in that kind of classroom setting. And for a long time, I thought I was simply someone who couldn't learn, couldn't study, couldn't function well in that kind of situation. And it wasn't until I decided to take a master's, despite this, it took me almost 2 years to make the decision to start my master's, because I was convinced that I couldn't do it, that I didn't have what it took to do a master's. It took me 2 years to make the decision to start. And when I did start, it was by e-learning. And I loved it. It was completely different to my experience of studying up until then. Suddenly I could do what I wanted when I wanted, and I was free to pursue the topics that I was interested in. I could do it in my own time when I wanted to. I wasn't limited by other people and other people's schedules. One of the biggest problems with schools is that you only move as fast as the slowest person in your class. This is not so with e-learning. With e-learning, you move as fast as you want to move. And if you are someone who understands what Shakespeare said, that knowledge is the wing that will carry you to heaven, then you will be someone who will be motivated to do that, to keep learning, to keep striving to learn more. I said earlier that I believe schools have failed us. I believe that schools are failing to instill a desire for lifelong learning into students. For me, that is more important than anything else. It's more important than memorizing facts and figures, historical dates and multiplication tables. Those things are useful in their own place. But more than that is this burning drive to keep on learning more and more and more. So my advice to you is to think carefully about Shakespeare's words. Think about all the things that you could learn and the changes that you could make to your life with that knowledge. What have we got coming up in next week's show? Next week, I have another little story for you. This is a story which I heard first of all from a subscriber on my YouTube channel. He shared this story with me, and it's a quaint little story, but it has a very deep lesson for us all. That's next week. I'm going to share that with you 7 days from now. But for now, you have a job to do. Two jobs, in fact. The first is to think about what it is that you really want from your life. How English can help you to achieve that. Really think carefully about it. Because when you understand what it is that you really want, and how English can get that for you, you'll find learning the things you need much easier. Your second job is to head over to your computer, start up iTunes, type Doing English into the search box, subscribe to this podcast so that you get new episodes downloaded straight to your iPhone or to your iPod or whatever it is that you use as soon as they're released each week. And whilst you're there, go ahead, leave feedback for this podcast. Leave a review. Let me know what you think of what I'm doing so far. This is Julian, signing out from episode number 5. Have a good week, and I'll see you 7 days from now. Goodbye.